The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. In with Rose Gray. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose, how are you?
I am really well, except if you thought winter was over, you're wrong.
It's cold out there? There's
snowflakes in the air and a little snow gathering on the windows of your vehicle.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I'm not kidding.
All right. Glad I wore a jacket today. I almost thought no, but you know what? We're in Wisconsin. It's only March.
Exactly. And many, many, many folks had spring break last week.
Yes.
I mean, lots and lots and lots of schools were off. My grandkids' spring break is this coming week. So in a few short hours, I will be on a jet plane getting the heck out of here and getting to some warmer weather.
Lucky you.
I am lucky. And you know what else I'm lucky about? I didn't think I was going to get to see any spring training this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grapefruit League is down there. So I got Tampa and Sarasota right in my area there. So I might go see a little Atlanta Braves spring training, Detroit Tigers spring training, New York Yankees spring training. I gotta get my baseball fix here. So
we got to enjoy the Brewers because I don't know what's going on with the Packers. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is throwing a football to anymore because we lost St. Brown, Valdez-Scantling, Adams. Like who? What? Lazard is like salivating right now. I might get a pass.
Here's the deal, though. In Goody we trust, right? Gutekunst is going to get, we're going to draft somebody good.
All right.
And we still got some options.
I hope so.
To stay positive. I'm flying Frontier Airlines this evening,
uh-oh,
so I must continue to stay positive.
You said you never do.
I know. I broke that rule. I came in here and I told you I broke my cardinal rule of never flying Spirit or Frontier. And I just got a notice from Frontier Airlines that my 7:05 p.m. flight, which originally was 2 p.m. several months ago, and then changed to 4 p.m. a month ago, and then changed to 7 or several months ago, and then 7 p.m. a couple months ago. Now my 7:05 just got bumped to 7:20. So my daughter sent me a message and said, "And so it begins."
And so it goes.
I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to pack my patience pants. And I am going to be a good traveler. I'm not leading a group. I'm with my family and it's a vacation and we're just going to relax.
What other option is there? I don't understand. Getting upset doesn't solve anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely not. And the whole thing about don't shoot the messenger reigns supreme here because who am I mad at? Is it the winds? Is it the weather? Is it the mechanics? Is it the entire airline industry itself?
It's definitely not the woman checking you in or the guy checking you in at the counter.
Exactly.
They have no control over any of that.
Yeah. So I'm going to have stories to tell in 2 weeks. We're staying on Siesta Key in Florida. And we've got a couple of other families that have made their way there yesterday and today. And we're all going to kind of convene within about a 4 mile radius of one another and do a little golfing, do a little baseball, a lot of pool, a lot of beach, and just take it easy. And then you'll have Colleen Allsburg next week. So
that's kind
of exciting news. I know she's listening probably as we broadcast live right now. And that's kind of exciting. She would want me to tell you that we had pretty exciting news 10 days ago when we announced that the 2023 Alaskas are up for sale. We've never had Alaskas up for sale that early. We've always done August and September shows for the next year, and things are very different post-pandemic, if we can even say we're post-pandemic.
Right.
So we've got Alaska and Yukon with Colleen. We've got a couple of other Alaska Yukons. My 2023 trip is going to be happening August 13th to the 27th. So that's good news. We know a lot of people are still in a wait and see frame of mind when it comes to traveling, and I completely understand that. If you want to know what I will be doing and Colleen will be doing and the rest of our group tour managers will be doing, you can go to foxworldtravel.com, then go to travel under the vacation travel tab is where you'll find Fox Group Vacations. Lots of wonderful opportunities out there. I still have a couple of cabins left on my Rhine and Moselle for August. This is an outstanding itinerary. It combines two of the really amazing rivers in Europe, and we start out with, we end up in Paris, and it's just going to be just absolutely positively wonderful. And I encourage anybody that's still got some interest, you're feeling like the countries are opening up now a little bit more. I think soon we're going to hear that the testing has been relaxed to come back into the U.S. Okay. That hasn't happened yet, folks. Don't start calling. masks are still required until the 18th of April, and I think that might be a important date to keep an eye on.
Okay. That would be nice.
It would be very nice.
Away, wouldn't it?
It is the one thing that is preventing the travel industry from fully recovering, because yeah. It just that black cloud. Dayton, you experienced it. You in January traveled, and know as you start approaching that day when you have to have that test, you have a feeling.
Yeah.
It's not. Some people call it anxiety. Some people are very anxious about it. Some people are like, nah. I know they've got me covered if something happens, but right. It's still it's just a little knot in your stomach kind of thing.
We've said it before, the person that you are when you're not on vacation is still the person you are while you're on vacation. Like that anxiety level, if you're an anxious or a grumpy person before you go on vacation, you're probably still an anxious and grumpy person while you're on vacation.
Exactly.
So everybody handles it differently, but it would be nice for that to go away and not have to worry about it at all or even think about it.
Right. And you nice. Know, we're still having those conversations. So I have an Ireland trip that's coming up in May, and a lot of the preliminary information is now going out to the group participants, and it's talking about how we're going to handle that in the event that it is still a requirement.
Right.
And already we're getting questions, you know. Yeah. So I get it, I understand it, but in the event that that little challenge would be removed from all of our travel, take a look at the website. There's a lot going on. If you realize this morning that winter is still around, we've got some good options for you to get out of Dodge. The Milwaukee charters end on the 6th of April. And Easter is very late. And so that was kind of probably a hard decision for ALG, Apple Leisure Group, to make as to when do we stop these Milwaukee charters. Because for the most part, kids still are having spring break third week of March, fourth week of March. A couple of parochial schools maybe still have spring break that Easter week. But so they end on April 6th. But the good news is you can always still fly out of Chicago to some warm weather destinations. And we talked about the early dates being released for our Alaska trips for 2023. Apple Vacations came out with their charter flights, which I'm supposed to call exclusive nonstop vacation flights, ENVF. I will forever call them charter flights. I apologize. They'll have daily flights starting January 1 to Cancun and Punta Cana.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's get you guys involved. Get your calls in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 918. 28 degrees on the way up to a high of 37. Supposed to be like 30s and 40s all week long. I think actually popping into the 50s at some point.
Yeah, well, I'll just go to the 80s.
You just go fly away and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'd love to have you be part of the show. So let's get through some of these over here. It says, hi, Rose. Have you any experience or thoughts on using Clear at airports?
Okay, so Clear is just another security way of getting through TSA faster. It's offered by somebody else. There's a couple other ones that you can find as well. It's kind of a horse apiece, basically. TSA PreCheck is a government thing, while Clear is a private company.
Okay,
that's really it. It expedites your screening process. It lets you get in a TSA pre-check, like line, not the pre-TSA pre-check. There's another separate line for Clear. I had Clear free for a month. I was connecting in Atlanta, and I had a pretty long time to wait. And so somebody came up to me, like they often do with, hey, do you want to... And I said, sure. It was a free thing. And it was one of those things where it's $179 a year.
Okay.
TSA PreCheck is $85 a year. Global Entry is $100 a year. So it's both of them have advantages and disadvantages, I would guess. And I think people probably just need to do a little bit of due diligence. I also do know that some credit card companies are attaching that as one of the member benefits.
Oh.
And then it would be free. So what's the annual membership for that credit card? Does that make it worth it? Those kinds of things. So
interesting.
That's what it is.
855-616-1620. Let's go to Bev in Appleton. Good morning, Bev. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm looking for a family-friendly beach destination with two children, ages 1 and 3. I need the area to be walkable and a place where we can rent stroller, pack and play, high chair, so that we don't have to bring that along when we ride.
And are we looking at international or are we looking at domestic?
Domestic.
Okay. So there are a number of different resorts I would have recommended, had you said international, that do accommodate those kinds of things. But there are certainly, meaning that they're there already. Like there are Azul properties throughout Mexico and the Caribbean where they've got a relationship with Fisher Price.
Wow.
And so they've got bottle warmers and they've got strollers and they've
That's
got
cool.
pack and plays and they've got kids clubs and they've got nannies and they've got all of that. There's really nothing that I can recommend domestically that would have all of those things wrapped up into one nice package. There are certainly great places that, you know, we'll offer those where you can rent all of those components, and you do that by contacting the concierge. So, for example, if you were to go to Sand Key, there's a couple of resorts there that's in Florida that are like Sheratons and Westons and those higher end type properties where you reach out to the concierge in advance and say, we are coming, we're going to need a pack and play or two, we're going to need a stroller or two, and they will rent those for you and bring them to the property, but it's not that they have them on site domestically. So, Bev, if anybody's listening, I'm putting out an SOS out there, and keep listening for the rest of the show, because I don't know of any resorts that have it all there without them going out, renting it, and bring it to you.
Sure. Was that S-A-N-D-K-E-Y?
Exactly.
Sand Key in Florida?
Yep.
And then Azul is A-Z-U-L?
Yes, and that would be international, so the kids would have to get passports.
Sure. The other thing, though, I don't expect maybe the resort to have it on site, but have a place, you know, within driving distance to go and rent it and pick it up.
Yeah, that's why I think it's better to go with something like most Westons, Sheratons, high-end Hiltons, full-on Marriotts, not a Courtyard or a Fairfield, but an actual Marriott or a Residence Inn.
Yep.
If you call those in advance and tell them you want them there, it may be a little bit more expensive than you running around trying to get it all, but it would be there when you got there. And that's so much nicer.
Okay.
And
that's
we've done that.
Great.
Yep, we've done that already where we just did not want to have... I have two families that travel with us that need that. And we've done that in the past where we had, rather than take our pack and plays and take our strollers and all of that kind of thing. But with that being said, Bev, I do want to give a shout out to the airlines in general. They will gate check your stroller at no charge for you. I mean, I traveled my my fair share with kids. Okay. And so that's something to consider, is that you take the stroller all the way up. And Dan, I bet you had to take a stroller, didn't you?
Yeah, you just take it right up to the plane. They then tuck it under the plane for you and then get it on your way out.
Right. So they don't penalize you as much as one would think, because they certainly charge you enough for bags and all of that. But if you have need of either a car seat, now they won't let you take the car seat on the plane.
Right.
I bet your granddaughter did not. No. Okay. But they'll let you gate check a car seat, because otherwise you have to rent one for the car if you do a car rental, or in your case, it was a transfer. So you can gate check a car seat and you can gate check a stroller.
Yeah. A lot of times now the stroller and the car seat are the same thing.
Yes, exactly. So that may help a lot. So in that case, if that wasn't the issue, then there are great beaches like Marco Island, Sanibel Island, where we're staying, Siesta Key. Fort Lauderdale has some amazing beaches.
Yeah, my son was just there for spring break, though. Don't go during spring break with little kids.
Your son was there
at Fort Lauderdale?
He came home safe and sound?
Yes, which was a blessing.
Yes.
There's also a text here that says packlessplaymore.com. Packlessplaymore.com. You may want to check that out. I have no idea what it is. But
it's one of those probably cool things where you just go online, order it all, and then they deliver it. Yeah. So, I mean, in this day and age, I think COVID did a couple of good things for us, which is make things like you're asking for a possibility, where you just go online, ask for it all, and for a price, they'll just bring it all to the resort you're looking for. So is it Packless?
Yep, packlessplaymore.com.
I love it. Love it.
Bev, we do have to take a two-minute break, but thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. We will be right back. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here as well, running a little behind, so we're just going to get into it quickly before we get our news here. What's on the website that people need to be checking out right now?
So we don't have any new shows coming up, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't still go to our resources tab, where you will find vacation travel shows and events, because there you will find recordings of things we have done recently, including Love is in the Air, which is a newlyweds group of three different couples that used Fox World Travel's weddings team to do their weddings, answered questions. Then we also did a virtual show with Insight Vacations and the one and only Gigi Bromage, where we talked about the European tours we're going to be offering in 22 and then a smattering of 23. And we also did the virtual on stage with Holland America, where we announced that we've got our group departures up and available for sale for Alaska for 2023. And then also I want to remind everybody that some really kind of distant past recordings, including Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland, are on there as well. And Croatia is just going gangbusters, because it was one of the first ones to let us in without testing, and so we're repaying them by continuing to travel there. And so that's there, as well as Iceland and Switzerland. So if you missed shows, or you want to hear shows or share the shows with friends and family, that's how you do it.
And if people know they want to go somewhere, what number do they call and when?
It can call now, because our phone lines are still open on Saturdays for a couple more weeks. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Otherwise, it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
Got it all in. And now it is time to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jasper Appleton. Good morning, Jasper.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton Kane here as well. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We have lots of texts over here. First one here says, do you know anything about the Barcelo Riviera Maya Resort headed there in May of 2023 for a wedding?
Okay, I might know something. That's kind of a broad statement, and I say that because the Barcelo Riviera Maya is a complex. It's a great big complex. There's the colonial, there's the tropical, there's the adult only part. It's a big complex. I stayed there a long time ago. If you have ever been to a Riu, that's a part of a complex.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like there's a central area that might have like say the disco and the shops.
The water park we had in Punta Cana.
Did you have a water park?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, fun. And all that's kind of in the central area. And then the resorts themselves kind of are surrounding that. And you can, it's all walkable. It's all walkable. Some of the resorts have reciprocity. If you stay at the higher end side of things, you can walk around to the others. If you're at the more moderate or budget side of things, and that's determined by your bracelet or what you've paid, and then you may not go to those bars and those restaurants and things like that. So Barcelo fans are lovers of Barcelos. And again, I don't know enough information to speak specifically to the resort, but there will be plenty to do. I can promise you that.
All right. Next one here says, Rose, do you know if Oktoberfest is going to happen this year? And if so, do you have a tour?
We don't have a tour, but it looks like from everything I can tell that Oktoberfest 2022 is happening. It's September 17th to October 3rd. People always say, wait a minute, they call it Oktoberfest and it starts in the middle of September. Yep, that's the way it works. I just want everybody to understand, we don't have a tour that specifically goes to Oktoberfest. Sometimes if we're in the area, like Oberammergau is happening, remember the Passion Play? That's kind of in that same neck of the woods. We will stop there and look at the grounds. It's huge. I cannot even think like 6 football fields or more. I should look it up how big it is. And then think like the major, major breweries. Heineken comes to mind, and Löwenbräu or something. I don't even know. Like the big ones are sort of like the anchors of this big tented festival. And then inside of this perimeter are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of breweries. And if you want to get in one of the big tents from the big 5 or however many are anchoring this thing, you have to have tickets in advance.
It's a massive deal.
And you've seen these women with their dirndl skirts and they're holding, you know, 6 gigantic glass mugs of beer. That's what's happening in this big place. Now, they've also made it very much more family friendly within recent years, recent meaning 10. Where they've got like kids areas and a carnival going on and that kind of thing, because it could get pretty rowdy because it's just shoulder to shoulder beer drinking people. That's the way
I'm thinking. Rose Gray Dayton Kane hosting a trip next year to Oktoberfest. That sounds like a plan. All
right. I love it.
Acunet Mortgage Talking text line is 855-616-1620. Chuck in Waterford, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. The airline changed my return flight, and now I have a 5.5-hour layover in Orlando. Is there anything one can do and get back to the airport that's near the airport?
I would never
not have to spend 5.5.
Yeah. It's not a bad airport, Chuck, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, I've been in Orlando before. But
unless I have a minimum 8, and I would rather have it be 12, I don't dare to leave the airport.
You don't.
I don't.
That's
I
sort of thought.
There are too many things, too many factors that could play a big bad part in this scenario, including, you know, what if you took an Uber and you went someplace and somewhere along the line on the way back you had an accident, or the Uber driver didn't show up and now you're calling another Uber driver, or you went to rent a car and you know how long that can take. You know, all of those things just, if I have less 8 hours or less, I just don't feel comfortable leaving an airport.
Okay, I sort of thought that, but I thought, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know? So I thought I'd call and ask.
No.
Bring
a good book or entertain yourself in one of the many different restaurants and pubs and fun things they have to do there.
Okay, very good.
Thanks,
Chuck.
My son and I did spend 9 hours in the Denver airport once. That was not fun.
You know, I have to tell you this, and I don't want to sound like a whiny baby, but when you're in the travel business, people want to talk travel. And, you know, I've told you this a lot of times, Dayton. I could sell anything. Yeah. I could sell refrigerators. I could sell cars. I could sell insurance. I like selling. That's fun. But I sell travel, and I love talking about travel, and people want to talk about travel. But people will tell me, you are not going to believe this, Rose. I was delayed 4 hours on my way home. And I go, oh, wow. Is there anything I can do? Is there anything I should be asking the airline for? Not really.
No.
So what I want to say to them is, would you like to hear about the time I spent 48 hours in Bangkok? Do you want to hear about the time I was in Puerto Rico in the San Juan airport, stranded for 36 hours, sleeping on a floor with an army blanket that the military came and gave us, and trying to share 40 pizzas with 400 people. You know, it happens. And some people say, oh, that sounds horrid. Yeah, it does. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. If you don't pack your patient's pants now, you will be a bad traveler. Yeah. If you thought it was bad pre-COVID, think about the furloughs and the staffing and the airline pilots and the flight attendants who did not return and all of the things that played a big part in getting us back up and traveling again.
Yeah.
I, for myself, I'm willing to make some concessions right now. Soon, maybe not. Maybe I'll turn back into the travel snob I can be. But, you know, I want the seat I want, and I want my flight to be on time, and I want things to run smoothly, don't we all? But right now, to get the travel industry back on track, I'm willing to make a couple of concessions.
There you go. 20 minutes left or so. Get in your questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose Gray here. My name's Dayton Kane. It's the Fox World Travel Show.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to go right to the text line here. Joey from Sussex says, we're going to Royalton to grill this Wednesday AM with Apple Vacations. We booked ourselves online. Did we goof up by not going through you?
Yes. Okay, just sort of kidding.
Yeah. Again, I say this all the time as a traveler. I would, right now especially, never go anywhere without a travel agent involved, agency.
Thank you.
My wife and I leave from Chicago, so they're from Chicago. Thanks for listening online or on the app, however you're doing it. 12 more total family members coming from around the country, same days, and we're all meeting down there. Some have Diamond Club. We have Ocean View Luxury Seats. Will it work out for being close enough together?
Well, what's going to happen is this. In all resorts, including this resort that this texter is referring to, which is the Royalton de Grill, there are levels. So some of them call them Diamond Club. Some of them call them Preferred Club. Some of them call them whatever they're called. And it's a separate area where you get better location for your room. And you also get some perks and amenities that the others are not going to get. You might be able to go to a restaurant that somebody can't go to.
A certain pool like my uncle had in Punta Cana.
Exactly.
And we tried going over there, by the way. Oh, no.
No.
Even if you're with somebody that has that, you get kicked out.
So they can come to your pool, but you cannot go to their pool.
Exactly.
So that was kind of the reciprocity we were talking about when we were talking about the Barcelo, right?
Yep.
So yes, there's going to be something there. Now, what you can do if the resort's not full when you get there, you can ask them if they would be willing to consider upgrading you at a cost.
Right.
And then you could be with them.
Joe also asked, is the COVID-19 done in resorts?
It's not really done. They're still asking that you mask in public areas, which basically means walking through a lobby, walking into a restaurant. Most of them are still having sanitizing required as you enter a restaurant. You probably had that in January. It's a pump. Everybody's sanitizing their hands. Yeah. So for the most part, you won't notice it except when you're walking through public spaces.
All right. Another question here says, is there a best time for purchasing airline tickets? Super early, from an app, gamble, wait till the last minute?
Well, I would never wait till the last minute, because the truth of the matter is airline tickets are a yield management situation. In other words, there's somebody up there in the world that sets this all up and says, here are the cheapest tickets. We're going to send 10% of the aircraft at the cheapest tickets, and then we're going to sell 20% at this next level, and then we're going to sell 20% at the next level. And we go up and up. As you get closer to departure, they don't put them on a fire sale. They know, whoa, we only got a few left. This must be a big, popular destination. And they do that way back in the old days when they were looking at things like 7-day advance, 14-day advance, must stay over a Saturday night. All that came into play. So that's kind of what's going on here. People used to say buying an airline ticket on a Tuesday is the best thing to do, because that's the day that they load the new fares into what we call the GDS. That's the system that a travel agency like Fox World Travel uses. It's called a global distribution system to look at all the airlines all at once, something that's tough for customers to do or used to be tough for customers to do. Now with things like Kayak, Expedia, those kinds of things, it's easier to do it. Here's my take on all this. I would never buy a ticket from a third party. A third party is an online vendor, an online agency like Expedia, right, or Kayak or Orbitz or what their Travelocity. There used to be dozens of them. Here's the reason. Because you have to go through them to, if you have a problem. Whereas I might use that website to find good fares and then go on the airline's website to match it and find it and then buy it that way. Or the best thing is use a travel agent. Yep, there's a fee to do it because they do not pay us commission anymore on airline tickets. They're very time consuming and they take a lot of our time when we have to monitor things like schedule changes and reissuing tickets for schedule changes, etc. But that's my advice.
There you go. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line 855-616-1621. Segment left. More questions coming up. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. I don't know how it's possible, but we dropped a degree. It's 28 degrees on the way up to a high of 37. You're so glad to be leaving, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. And I will be patient, and I will wait for them to put me on that plane to paradise.
Very nice. Let's take the final segment here and get through some questions. Chris from Madison, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. We have relatives that went vacationing in Florida, and they're headed back next or tomorrow. And one of them hurt themselves while they were on vacation.
Uh-oh.
And we're trying to figure out how to expedite them getting around the airport, both when they check in at Fort Lauderdale and then when they get back in at O'Hare. And then they're supposed to catch a bus when they get to O'Hare back to Madison. But they've only got a half hour between when the plane's supposed to come in and when the bus leaves. We're wondering if it's realistic for them to even attempt to get on that bus to come home or just wait for the next bus hour and a half after that one's supposed to leave.
Well, let's.
So any thoughts you have with facilitating travel with a mobile person?
What carrier is it, Chris?
On the way tomorrow, it'll be Spirit,
okay,
and it's a direct flight.
So what you need to do is bite the bullet and call Spirit Airlines. So that's the number one thing you need to do, because what they want to have happen is they want a wheelchair waiting right off the bat when they get off that plane. Now, when you have a wheelchair waiting, typically they will make everybody else ask everyone else to deplane, and then they will take the wheelchair people off. So they, which is somewhat counterintuitive, you'd think they'd get them off first, but they don't, because they take a little longer, right, to do that. So there, the number one thing, call Spirit Airline and make sure there is a wheelchair waiting for that passenger when they get off the plane, because finding one upon arrival is tricky. You can also ask at that time to have one at check-in. Typically, they'll take that information but not do much with it, because they will see that you need the wheelchair, and then they will call an air. And all of that is offered through the airport, not the airline, but the airport will make that happen. So call Spirit Airline, let them know the situation, tell them you need a wheelchair upon arrival, but you'd also like to set up a wheelchair for when they check in. If that wheelchair isn't waiting when they check in, because they don't know what time they're going to get to the counter, right, in Fort Lauderdale. So typically they don't have somebody just standing by waiting, but they have the wherewithal to pick up a two-way radio, call somebody, and within a very short time, they will get somebody to bring them from the check-in counter through TSA, up to the gate. Then they will wait until they're checked in and all of that, and then ask for that to be waiting. Now, if all goes well and that wheelchair is waiting, there's every possibility that they would be able to get their bags and continue on to where that bus stop is. But that wheelchair company, that wheelchair provided through the airport, will take them to where they need to board that bus.
Fantastic. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend. One more here. Traveling to St. Martin end of this April. 3 adults, 2 children. Any recommendations for places to shop, tours, etc.?
Okay, so there's two sides to St. Martin. So without knowing exactly whether they're on the French side or the Dutch side, I can't be sure. But there, one place is very fun to go, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's Marigot. It looks like Marigot, but it's Marigot because I think it's French, yeah, right? Market. And what I love about this market is it's very cultural. So this is where you get spices, and this is where the locals go to get their seafood and their meat and all that kind of thing. But in addition to that, there are handmade souvenirs and handmade crafts and that kind of thing, paintings and artwork and all of that. Then there's another place that would be a bit more, shall we say, bougie, if you will. And this place is called Front Street. It's about a mile long, and it's very colorful and Caribbean looking and, you know, that kind of thing. And this is where you're going to find like your designer brands, like your Louis Vuitton store is going to be there and your Chanel store is going to be there. But mixed in between there are some other stores, and that's all duty free. So nice. You don't have to, you know, claim it when you come back.
All right. 1 minute left. Let's talk about how people get a hold of you and what they need to know.
Right. So here's the deal. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866 Go Fox Go. We still are in our seasonal Saturday hours, which means if you call between 9 and noon, you will be able to talk to a human being. If for some reason that doesn't happen, you always have the wherewithal to go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and then go to contact us. And there are several different options. There are vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, destination weddings, and you basically just fill out a form, and then it goes to one of our people in support who sorts those out and gets those to the right people. And then you also can set up a virtual chat on the contact us button. So, you know, you can live chat when there's somebody there,
right,
but you can also set up a virtual appointment if you really wanted to talk to somebody and, you know, make it be a 2 o'clock Zoom meeting. That's what we can do for you.
Awesome. So enjoy your vacation with the family.
All right. That's, we're going to awesome. Do that. And I'm going to come back with good stories and how I survived.
Colleen Alsberg filling in next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Have a great week. Coming up next, Money Talk, the guys from Annex Wealth Management.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.